If you've seen Share It and the DVD that my cousin, or rather his company, made when we had our 60th birthday in Toronto at the beginning of April, then I think you'll probably pick up on what the original mood was, or what it was that my cousin wanted to do, which was to really contrast his life and mine. In his words, he's sort of a hedonist, and I'm a renunciate. And of course, it does come across as you see the latter years, once I'm going forward in Krishna consciousness, and once he's going forward as being a well-known, famous movie producer. However, when I saw it again last night, I showed it to the devotees in the temple. I'm here in Budapest now. And what's also very obvious is that the roots are the same. We're born more or less in the same family. Our mothers are sisters. He's 3 days younger than I, so there's very similar karma. And as you can see, we're growing up. We're doing the same things. We're going to school, we're playing, we're pulling each other's hair. And even as we grow up, there's one picture of him swimming, a picture of me swimming, the picture of him fishing, picture of me fishing. So later on, we went to different ways, but what is it that really made the difference? Because at one point, we were living the same life, and very much the hope of both of our mothers was that it was going to be a successful material life. It was the last thing that my mother had dreamt of, was I was going to become a religious leader, what to speak of, a Hare Krishna, or even more so, a sannyasi. So the roots were the same, but what made the difference is when that picture is there of Srila Prabhupada visiting Montreal Temple. The difference is Srila Prabhupada. The difference was meeting a saint, meeting a real sadhu. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarva shiti hoy. Just a moment's association with pure devotee has such great value that one's life can completely change. And if it were not for that, no doubt, if it were not for having met devotees, having met Srila Prabhupada, I'd probably be going down a similar line to that of my cousin. I wouldn't be a movie producer. It doesn't seem to be my calling, but I'd probably be an engineer somewhere, working in some remote corner of the world, near some mine. My life would be like that, would be like his. But my good fortune is that I did meet Srila Prabhupada. And here's the theme that I was talking about yesterday with devotees is, of course, I'm not the only person that met Prabhupada or saw Prabhupada or came in contact with devotees or the Krishna consciousness movement. But having had that good fortune, I then decided to change my fate. My fate was to be also a materialistic person, a hedonist. But by association with a Vaishnav, I had an alternative. I saw that there was an alternative to that type of life. And then I decided I'm going to take that alternative. So this whole idea of actually determining one's fate, this is the rare and unique opportunity which is there specifically to the human form of life, and it's not there in any subhuman form of life, that you can actually change your fate. You can change the direction of your life. And you can do that by having strength and inspiration derived from someone who's free from the laws of karma, free from the reactions of past activities, because he has no sinful activities, someone who can give you a picture of the spiritual world. And that decision to change our karma, that decision to change our fate, that's something that lives with us throughout our whole lives. Because becoming a Hare Krishna doesn't necessarily mean that your fate is completely changed. For example, that you're going back home, back to Godhead. One can sort of add Krishna consciousness to one's life in a sort of a religious way, whereby I'm still going along the same track of being a materialist, but this happens to be my religion. But that's not what Krishna consciousness is about. That's not what pure devotional service is about. It's not what Srila Prabhupada wanted us to be. We did not want to be what all other religions have ended up becoming, which is just a form of making pious materialistic values and material way of life. But we want to abandon all the pillars of material life, not just intoxication, gambling, meat-eating, but the whole principle of material attachment, the whole principle of this world being our home, and realizing that actually, no, life is about detachment, and it's about going back home, back to Godhead, getting out of this world. And that type of decision-making is not just an initial one that one makes when it decides, I'm going to be a devotee. But it's something that we continually make throughout our devotional service, because we are very much conditioned souls. And because we're conditioned souls, therefore the habit of material life is still very strong within us. And therefore repeatedly, over and over again, we have to be making that decision that I'm changing my fate. I'm not going in that direction. So making that decision, repeatedly making that decision, is what makes Krishna consciousness dynamic and ensures that we are really actually changing our fate, that we are really achieving the purpose of devotional service. And how is it that we realize that change of direction in our life? We realize it by living in a different way, which means that we behave differently. It means that we think differently. It means that we have different values. And ultimately, all of that is realized in the fact that our consciousness becomes different. If our consciousness is not really changed, if our consciousness is not saturated with Krishna, then it will not really be possible to take a change of direction. And as I'd mentioned earlier, our consciousness, the consciousness of conditioned living entities, is one that reflects that which it comes in contact with. That's the basic difference between us and Krishna. Krishna is such that whatever he comes in contact with becomes changed by his presence. His consciousness is never influenced by matter. On the other hand, our consciousness is very much influenced by matter, because we're very small, we're very tiny living entities. And the only way to therefore assure that our conduct and our thinking is conducive for a change of direction in life is that our consciousness is pure, and that means that we're always in touch with Krishna. We're in touch with Krishna by chanting his names. We're in touch with Krishna by hearing about him. We're in touch with Krishna in so many ways. That ensures our Krishna consciousness. And it will guarantee that, yes, we continue to conduct ourselves in a way as befitting Vaishnavas. So this type of effort is a constant effort, something that's always required, because it's not happening by itself. Often we meet people who have this idea that the whole world is progressing towards a spiritual goal, that there's a spiritual evolution taking place in the world, and ultimately everyone is going to become very Krishna conscious. But that's not what Srimad Bhagavatam says. Tatat chanunigam dharmam satya socha kshamadaya. Now, Srimad Bhagavatam says, no, in Kali Yuga, people's good qualities are diminishing day by day. People are getting worse. Everything is getting worse, not that everything is getting better. It's a dream to think that things are getting better. And therefore, the idea that it will happen by itself, it won't happen by itself, and it's not happening by itself. It only happens when we make that real effort. And that conscious effort that's being made day to day until we come to that fortunate stage where we have actually entered the realm of transcendence, or when we've actually reached our goal. We've changed our direction to go back to Godhead, and we've actually gone back to Godhead. That was my reflection on seeing that video. I had the opportunity. I'm trying to continue on taking advantage of that opportunity day to day, and I must continue on with that type of effort, because if I don't, then being a tiny jiva, I can very easily become again influenced by bad association, by the allurements of the material energy, and again go back to the old ways. Who knows, end up becoming a movie director, or rather a engineer somewhere. Fortunately, I've been saved from that. Srila Prabhupada saved me from that, and now I have to save myself. And that's a decision that I have to make, that I want to be saved, and that I want to save myself by the gifts that Srila Prabhupada has given me. Hare Krishna.